Lesson 5. The fifth lesson. Dinner. One night last week, my friend Bentz, who is over here on a visit, and I were invited to dinner at the Johnsons. We got there about 7 o'clock and were shown in by the maid. When we went in to dinner, the host sat at the head of the table, the hostess at the other end, while Bentz and I sat on either side. We were the only guests. The table was beautifully laid, and laying a table for dinner is no easy matter. There must be a white tablecloth or mats, and knives, forks, spoons, glasses, and a table napkin with a piece of bread for everyone. Then there must be plates, dishes, salt cellars, pepper and mustard pots, and sometimes a cruet for oil and vinegar. And of course, the sideboard has to be laid with the other things required during the meal. The butler, if there is one, or perhaps the parlour maid, waits at table. I found the Johnson's dining room very attractive indeed. I liked their pictures, their curtains, their lights, and their delightful old-fashioned fireplace. It's a long time since I saw a room that I liked so much. And the Johnsons are such charming people. It was a thoroughly enjoyable evening. I don't know when I enjoyed an evening so much. And I was glad that Bentz had the chance of dining with an English family at home.
Well, how did you enjoy your evening at the Johnsons?
Very much indeed, thank you.
This wasn't your first dinner in an English home, was it?
Yes, it was. I've been in England many times, but I've never dined with an English family at home.
Did you find it strange?
Well, just a little. Some of your customs are a little different from ours.
Really? What, for instance?
Oh, I don't know. Little points of etiquette?
Yes. I suppose table manners and customs differ from country to country.
Yes. And you are very particular in England about these things, aren't you?
So I'm told. But I really hadn't thought about it until you mentioned it.
Oh, yes. You've got your own way of using a knife and fork and spoon. Your own way of eating and drinking. And there are so many things one mustn't do.
Yes, I suppose you're right. But I think it's very clever of you to have noticed them.